Let me ask you something, and be honest with yourself, because nobody's grading you right now. You're flying across country, you cross over a fuzzy magenta ring around some little airport out in the middle of nowhere. What airspace are you in? And more important, what are the cloud clearance rules that just changed on you the second you crossed that line? If you had to think about it, you're not alone. And if you answered fast and confident, stick around anyway, because I'd bet a hanger coffee that half of you got it wrong. I'm Pattern, this is Traffic Pattern, here on Radio Hanger, and today we are going to fix the single most misunderstood piece of the airspace system. Not the big scary wedding cake Bravos, not the Charlies, we're talking about the airspace you spend almost your entire flying life inside and probably never think about Class Echo. Let's walk through this together. Because once it clicks, it really does click, and you'll never look at a sectional the same way. Before we get rolling, quick shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of this journey we're all on. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private instrument? Commercial tailwheel endorsement? They've got you covered. Learning to fly is long and it's expensive and the milestones can blur together, so I love the idea of holding something in your hand that says, I did that. That was real. AviationSoul.com? Go take a look. Okay, airspace. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. Everybody teaches airspace backwards. They start you with Class Alpha up at 18,000 and above, then Bravo, then Charlie, then Delta, marching down the alphabet like it's a ladder. And by the time your instructor gets to Echo and golf class is over, you're tired, and you kind of nod along. So you walk away thinking Bravo is the important one because it's the biggest and the busiest and the one that can get you in trouble. But you know what airspace you're actually flying in right now on most of your flights? Over most of the country? Echo and Golf? The two nobody spends any real time on. Let's give them their due. Start with the simplest one. Class Golf. Golf is uncontrolled airspace. That means air traffic control is not providing separation to anybody down there. No clearance required. No radio required in most cases. It's the Wild West with cloud clearance rules. Golf sits on the surface and it exists in the gaps, mostly out in rural areas and up in the mountains, wherever controlled airspace hasn't come down to meet the ground. Now here's the thing about golf. It doesn't go up very high. In most of the country, golf tops out and Class Echo takes over at either 700 feet above the ground or 1200 feet above the ground. And which one it is, 700 or 1200, is written right there on your sectional chart in a code most pilots glance past. That's the magenta and the blue. That's the whole secret. Let me decode it for you. Picture a sectional. You've got these soft, fuzzy, shaded rings and bands. Some are a faded magenta, kind of a dusty pink, and some are a faded blue. Pilots call them vignettes, and the fuzzy edge is the giveaway. When you see that fuzzy magenta shading, the faded pink, here's what it's telling you. On the outside of that magenta, where the shading fades away toward you, Class Echo starts at 700 feet above the ground. The magenta side, the shaded side, is the lower floor. When you see the fuzzy blue shading, that's telling you Class Echo starts at 1200 feet above the ground on the faded side. Let me say that a cleaner way, because the direction of the fade matters and it trips people up, the soft edge of the shading points toward the airspace it's describing. Magenta fuzz means 700-foot echo floor underneath the shaded area. Blue fuzz means the 1200-foot floor is on the shaded side. Why does this even exist? Why would we lower the floor of controlled airspace from 1200 down to 700 around certain airports? Instrument approaches. That's the answer. That fuzzy magenta ring you see draped around a little non-towered airport out in farm country, that's there because that airport has an instrument approach. And when an airplane is descending out of the clouds on an approach, we want that airplane inside controlled airspace, where ATC can provide services and where the weather minimums are higher and safer. So we reach down and pull the floor of Class Echo down to 700 feet to wrap a protective bubble around that approach path. The airplane popping out of the clouds at 400 feet on final needs to know that the sky it's descending through is controlled, and that any VFR traffic sharing that sky is playing by tighter cloud rules. The magenta is protecting the guy in the soup. So already, just from reading the colors, you know something real about the airport below you. Fuzzy magenta ring, that field has an instrument approach, and somebody might be coming down through the clouds. That's situational awareness you can build from 3,500 feet just by looking at your chart. Now, why do we care so much where Echo starts? Two words that show up all over the airman certification standards and all over your written exam. Cloud clearance. This is where Echo bites people, and it bites them precisely because Echo feels like nothing. There's no controller talking to you. There's no ring you have to call before you enter. Nothing beeps, nothing changes. You don't even feel like you crossed a line. But the visibility and cloud clearance requirements absolutely changed under you, and the FAA absolutely expects you to know it. Let's do it by the numbers, and I'll spell them out slow because this is the stuff worth memorizing cold. In class golf, that uncontrolled airspace down low during the daytime below 1,200 feet above the ground, you need one thing. One statute mile of visibility and clear of clouds. That's it. Clear of clouds. You just can't be in them. That's the loosest rule in the whole system, and it exists because golf is low, slow, and local. Now you climb, or you fly along and cross onto that magenta side, and you enter Class Echo. Everything tightens up. In Class Echo, below 10,000 feet, here is your number, and it's the famous one. 3 statute miles of visibility, and then 500, 1,000, 2,000, 500 feet below the clouds. 1,000 feet above the clouds, 2,000 feet horizontally from the clouds. 500, 1,000, 2,000, say it in the run-up. Say it in the run-up. Say it in the shower. That's Echo below 10,000, and it's the number you'll live by for most of your VFR flying life. Do you feel the trap now? Your scud running along at 1,000 feet in golf, perfectly legal, clear of clouds, with a mile of vis, feeling fine. The terrain rises a little, or you drift over that magenta ring, and suddenly the floor of Echo is at 700 feet, you're above it. And now the law says you need 3 miles, and that 500, 1,000, 2,000 bubble around every cloud. You didn't do anything. The airspace came up to meet you, and you just busted your cloud clearance without touching the yoke. Here's the scenario that makes it real. Let me paint it for you. It's a gray afternoon, marginal VFR. You're trying to get home, and you've got that little pressure in your chest, that get there feeling. Ceilings are low, maybe 1,000 overcast. Visibility's okay underneath, and you're picking your way along a valley in Class Golf, staying clear of the clouds like the rules allow. Legal, ugly, but legal. Up ahead is your destination, Little Country Airport, and around it on the chart, that fuzzy magenta ring. The second you cross under that magenta, and you're still up around 1,000 feet, you're now in Class Echo starting at 700, and you need to be 500 feet below that overcast. But the overcast is at 1,000, so legally you'd have to be down at 500 feet above the ground to keep your cloud clearance, scraping along, into an airport that has an instrument approach, which means somebody might be descending out of that exact overcast on final, while you're bumbling around underneath it VFR. You see how the airspace design and the weather and the traffic all just collided? That magenta ring wasn't decoration. It was the FAA telling you, slow down, think, this is exactly the spot where a VFR pilot and an IFR pilot can occupy the same 400 feet of Merc and never see each other. The takeaway isn't just knowing the numbers, it's understanding that the numbers are trying to keep you alive in the exact situation where you're most tempted to press. Let me give you the other flavor of Echo that people forget entirely. Sometimes Class Echo comes all the way down to the surface, right to the ground. On the chart, that's a dashed magenta line, a segmented magenta ring, not the fuzzy shaded kind. That dashed magenta means Echo starts at the surface, and that's set up at certain non-towered airports that need that controlled airspace all the way down, usually because they've got instrument approaches and they need the airspace tight to the runway for weather reasons. And here's a subtle piece for the check ride. When Class Echo goes to the surface like that, for an instrument approach to be usable, the ceiling and visibility matter, and that's why those surface areas exist, to guarantee the airspace protection is there down low. The examiner is looking for you to see that dashed magenta and correctly say, that's surface-based Class Echo. 3 miles and 500, 1,000, 2,000 apply, right down to the ground. Compare that to the dashed blue line, which is a Class Delta surface area with an operating control tower, and the dashed magenta, which is Echo to the surface with no tower. One phone call to flight service, or one look at the chart supplement tells you the details, but the color and the dashes tell you the story at a glance. Now let's zoom way out, because there's one more piece of Echo that ties the whole national airspace together and almost nobody thinks about it. Above 1,200 feet, across most of the United States, once you're up in the on-route environment, that's Class Echo 2. All that airspace up at cruise where you're not talking to anybody, not in a Bravo shelf, not near a Charlie or Delta, that's Class Echo stretching from 1,200 feet or wherever the floor is, all the way up to but not including 18,000 feet, where Class Alpha begins. So when you're at 7,500 feet on a nice day, motoring along VFR, Nobody on the radio, feeling like you're in the middle of nowhere airspace-wise, you're in class echo. The same echo as that little magenta ring. It's the connective tissue of the whole system. It's everywhere, and that matters because of one more altitude number. When you climb above 10,000 feet above sea level in class echo, and you're more than 1,200 feet above the ground, the cloud clearance rules change again. Now it's 5 statute miles of visibility, and 1,000 feet below, 1,000 feet above, and 1 statute mile horizontal from the clouds. Why bigger numbers up high? Speed, above 10,000 you can legally fly faster. Airplanes are covering ground quicker. Closure rates go way up and you need to see farther to stay out of each other's way. So, the rule gives you more room. 1,000, 1,000, and 1 mile up high. 5 and 500, 1,000, 2,000 down low. Different worlds. Let me tie a bow on the practical side of this. The stuff you can actually use on your next flight. First, when you're flight planning, don't just trace your magenta course line and check your Bravos and Charlies. Look at the shading along your whole route. Ask yourself where echo starts, 700 or 1200, because on a marginal day, that difference decides how low you can legally go and still keep your cloud clearance. Second, anytime you see a fuzzy magenta ring, program your brain to think two things automatically. Echo floor at 700 and instrument approaches, so expect the possibility of IFR traffic descending through the clouds. Fly like somebody's about to pop out of the overcast right in front of you, because someday somebody will. Third, memorize the cloud clearances until you can rattle them off without thinking, because the danger of echo is exactly that it's invisible. Nothing on your instruments tells you the rules changed, only your chart and your knowledge do. Golf down low, 1 mile clear of clouds. Echo below 10,000, 3 miles and 500, 1,000, 2,000. Above 10,000, 5 miles and 1,000, 1,000. And fourth, the big one, the one underneath all of it. Marginal VFR days are where echo turns from a chart color into a real hazard. The airspace rules and the weather and the traffic all get squeezed together right down near the ground, right around those little airports, right when your judgment is under the most pressure to get home. When the ceilings come down and you find yourself doing math about how low you can legally fly, that's not a flight planning problem anymore. That's your airplane telling you the answer is probably to land, wait, or turn around. The rules aren't there to trip you up on a test. They're the distilled experience of everybody who found out the hard way. What happens in 400 feet of murk under a magenta ring? I pulled today's specifics from the FAA's Aeronautical Chart User's Guide and the Aeronautical Information Manual, and if you want the cloud clearance table laid out clean, it's all in there and it's free. If any of this finally made the colors on the chart make sense, that's the whole reason I do this. There's more at radiohanger.com if you want it. Go pull out a sectional this week and find a fuzzy magenta ring near you, then go look up whether that field has an approach. I think you already know what you'll find. Fly safe out there. I'll see you back in the pattern.